For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves. This week's faculty conference at Arkansas State featured a keynote speaker who talked about his journey towards a new model for student success. Ann Kenda with Arkansas Public Media reports.
David Lotte is a popular professor of chemistry at the University of Texas at Austin, which has roughly 3.5 times as many students as A-State. He came to A-State this week to talk about student success, even though many years ago, he wasn't a model for that himself.
The only adults I knew were football coaches and their wives. The only professional I knew was a pediatrician. I thought engineers drove trains, and that was the life I knew. We were sufficiently poor that I was what you would call Pell Grant eligible, and because of that, I was able to afford to go to college. When I got to college, I proceeded to spend 4 years there being the worst student you could possibly imagine, not knowing why, because I knew nothing else. I was socially dysfunctional. I got a C in the freshman chemistry course I now teach. I failed to get into medical school. A year later, I flunked out of a graduate program because I didn't pass the qualifying exams.
Lotte says after getting his PhD and growing as a teacher and administrator, he took on the task of improving UT's four-year graduation rate and started noticing the disparity between students who were used to having advantages in life and those who didn't.
A fourth of our students come from economic disadvantage. They're Pell Grant eligible. They come from the Valley. They come from the inner city. They get into UT solely because they are in the top 10% or 8% of their class. So they show up on campus with all these hopes and dreams, and they've got average SATs of 900, where the top quartile is at 1,500. Can you imagine that 600-point difference between the bottom quartile and the top quartile because of some legislation? And then we put those kids on campus, and we say, graduate in 4 years. And then we throw them into my classroom, and you've got a National Merit Scholar here, and you've got somebody whose chemistry teacher in high school was the history teacher. And then we call it fair. So I decided, just for grins, I would do some predictive modeling on my own class to see who was most likely to get A's. And what I found was you got the A, and you got the F. And that's just how it was. And then I asked why. And the reason why was simple. Your parents had money. Your parents did not. The number one factor, and nothing else was close, was parental income. So there was this New York Times Magazine article about the work we did, and the first paragraph, the first sentence said, rich kids graduate, poor kids don't.
Lotte says UT then created communities of success for students, including those from disadvantaged backgrounds.
We didn't remediate them. We didn't make them feel like they didn't belong. There was peer mentoring. There was community building. There was a group of students in there. This was what the New York Times Magazine article was about, who were not only students who came from academic disadvantage, but they were the students whose parents were most economically disadvantaged. If you did spreadsheet stuff, and this is very tacky, but this is the reality, you click this thing that says least likely to graduate. There was a population of students that was least likely to graduate. And this is not in any way to label them. This is to label the university. This is not these students are least likely to graduate. This is the university has least taken care of these students. And it needs to change.
Lotte's talk came on the same day Arkansas State announced it's hit a record high for first-year student retention. With a goal of 77%, the retention rate is now at 77.1%. Chancellor Kelly Danfus says he talks to students all the time about why they came to A-State, but even more so, why they stayed.
And I say, why'd you stay? I said, because of my professor. I love my professor. I love the relationship we have with them. That's it. They don't stay because it's beautiful. They come because it's beautiful. They stay because of you. And so thank you for that.
Final retention numbers won't be known until the 11th day of classes. The next goals are 82% and then 85%. I'm Ann Kenda for Arkansas Public Media.